Good Friday morning. I'm Mike Allen on the Eagle 93.5. That sound means it is time once again for This Week in Real Estate with Mr. Bob Zadora of the Z Team with Century 21 Limac Realty. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Mike.
Did you have a Merry Christmas?
We had a great Christmas. Yeah. We had a great Christmas.
Very good. Glad to hear that.
Ready for a new year?
It is almost upon us. This is the last Friday of the year. This is the last show of the year. This is the last weekday of the year.
It's amazing that this year has gone by so fast.
Yeah, I just got used to 2023. And I've got to
That's right. Be putting the wrong date on the checks for a little while.
Yeah, for a while. Let's talk about this year, because I think if there's one thing as a layperson in the real estate industry that would define this year would be high interest rates.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's been the big motivator. The biggest news in real estate this year has been the interest rates. And we went, beginning of the year, I went back to some things in the beginning. We were like at 5.25. Mm-hmm. But boom, 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 boom. Next thing you know, it was 8 by September.
Yeah.
And now we're back down into the high mid sixes, depending upon your credit score and stuff. But that's a lot better than 8s.
Mm-hmm.
So more people are going to be looking at homes, and they should be looking at homes now, because we're about doubled, a little over doubled, the amount of homes that are on the market than were a year ago at this time. So you take those factors into, when you take both of those into your consideration, if you're thinking about buying a home, now is the time you want to be buying a home, because you date the rate, but you marry the home. And it'd be a lot easier to refi than trying to find a home, because as these rates continue to fall, there's still a lot of pent-up demand out there. Mm-hmm. And people are going to come swooping in, and then what's going to happen is what happened before, and it's going to push the prices up, and the supply won't be as great. So people won't be able to find homes as easily as they could right now. I mean, with 300 homes, it's a lot easier to find something you want.
And I think you hit the nail on the head. You date the rate, which means that the market is moving. And if you're going to wait for that rate to drop, you're going to have a harder time finding what you're looking for, exactly, because it's going to be gone.
Exactly, Mike. And that's just what it is. So you want to be out there looking. You've got more options now than you will if the rate comes down. And as the rate comes down, you can, like I say, you can refi. Mm-hmm. You can talk to your loan originator when you're getting your loan now, when you're getting pre-approved, and say, if I want to refi this in 6 months, how much is it going to cost me? You know, will you take the appraisal that we have now? Will you take the comps that we have now? And so it won't really cost anything except moving some paper around. So that's the best thing you can do for yourself to cover yourself is do that. In the worst case, you take and you refi, and you're going to be happier than you are paying. 6.5 historically be a good rate, but I think that we may see. They're talking about another 2 drops. Now, that's in the prime rate, which is generally like your credit card, student loans, things like that. But it affects, psychologically, it affects the mortgage rates as well.
Yeah. And, you know, for the people who, we never want to see people leave the Twin Lakes area, but people do. And for those who are looking to move out of the area, are we still seeing these crazy fluctuations in the market, or is it... It's hard to kind of say nationally what's going on, but I know certain areas may be more stable than others.
Well, and that's the whole thing. It's easier to say nationally what's going on, but all real estate is local. Like all politics is local. It's what's going on right in front of you here. Depending upon where it is you want to go, some of the markets are down 15, 20, 25%.
Oh, wow.
So other markets, on the other hand, are up 4%. It's really a dichotomy of where it is you want to go. As far as what you're going to pay for your home. Again, you're buying the home, but you're dating the rate. So if you see something you like someplace else, and you're, because life happens, you know,
it does,
different jobs, grandkids, any number of different circumstances occur, and you're going to go someplace else, find out what the real estate market's there. Give us a call. We can help. We do referrals all the time to help people move to other areas and get agents set up so that everything is done. So you know what it is you're going, because somebody may come and buy your house within a week. And then what? You know, you need to know that it happens.
Moving, yeah.
It happens,
yeah.
Because the time on market is really pretty short. So to do that, you need to be ready to go. That's the first question I ask people. What's plan B?
And a lot of people don't have one.
And they don't have one.
Yeah.
So we have them go work that out a little bit, and then come back and we'll sit down and see when we can get you on the market.
Yeah. Well, I know the Z team, that is something that you guys excel at, is making sure that, that customers are taken care of. You're not a fly-by-night operation. You want to make sure that, that folks are happy, because in the, you know, like you said, life happens down the road. You want repeat customers, exactly. Even though you want people to stay in their home as long as possible.
Sure.
But life happens.
Yes, it does. And it's too true of a term. You know, I like being able to go to Colton's or Walmart or whatever and not have to hide from people is a good thing.
Right.
We've been very successful in that. Our customer service is second to none. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of testimonials on our webpage that you can go and take a look at and contact people. We have people do testimonial commercials and things just for that reason, because they are happy.
That's right. Well, Bob, let's go ahead and take a look at the numbers, and let's see what the market is actually doing. It's time for This Week in Real Estate.
Yes, sir. This Week in Real Estate, obviously a shortened week, but there were 20 new listings come on the market, 7 parcels of land, 13 homes came on the market. There were 16 sales, 5 parcels of land, 11 homes sold. They ranged in price from $45,000 to $354,000. Average sale price this week was $173,000 with 100 days on market. We haven't seen that for a while, but I think it's an outlier because of the days. 5 properties expired. 15 residents had price changes. There's 32 pendings waiting to close. Currently, we have 328 homes on the MLS. So like I say, that's at least double from where we were a year ago. Year to date, for 2023, there's been 1,048 homes have sold for $239 million. The average sale price this year was $228,000 with 85 days on market. Last year, there had been 1,163 homes that sold. Average sale price last year was $222,000 with 80 days on market. So you can see the prices have gone up this year as they have. In some places, I mean, we're more of a demand type place. People want to come here, but what's slowing them down is they're not able to sell their home where they're at. And that's, we've got homes that are contingent upon the sale of those. We got some houses that are under contract, but they can't close until they get the house sold.
Well, and just going over the numbers, this year was a little slower than, you know, last year.
Yeah, definitely.
But not by a significant amount.
No, we've had, and that was part of it, Mike. The market, when it slowed down, when the rates hit, the number of buyers just quit looking. Mm-hmm. And people that were sitting on a 3-5% mortgage weren't going to sell, unless they had to, and there was people that had to, weren't going to sell that mortgage and take on an 8% mortgage someplace else. So that's really what slowed the market down to a lot. It wasn't just the buyers, it was the sellers not selling. And if you don't, you need the combination of the two, especially here, because we don't have that big of a pool to draw from.
Yeah.
So it's, I think going forward, we're going to see more homes for sale. And we're, as the rates come down a little bit, people will just kind of get used to it. And I think that it's going to work out for, you know, for buyers, for sellers, for those who want to come to this beautiful area of here. And they're here. I mean, I talked to a guy from Boston the other day, and they're, you know,
all over.
From all over.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, have you ever been here? Do you know what, you know? Well, because I just want to make sure, you know, you look at all the brochures and go online all you want. Oh yeah, we've been, okay, fine. I just want to make sure, because we want happy people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, we're definitely selling a dream here, but we want to make sure that it's the right dream and doesn't
understand.
Turn into a nightmare.
Exactly. And as we go into the new year, we're very happy with being here in our new nest on the Eagle. You've done a great job for us. We appreciate that. The whole staff here has done a great job for us. We appreciate it. And we're looking forward to a full year here going forward on our new nest, the Eagle, 93.5. Oh, and before we close, I better tell you to call my honey, because she'll be listening. 870-405-0793, or check out the website, retiredarkansas.net.